This is Scott McCulloch for Now News and Events. I'm at the launch of the Luc Beauregard Center of Excellence in Communications Research at Concordia's John Molson School of Business. The center is the first of its kind in a Canadian business school, and PR firm National Public Relations is spearheading a campaign towards its founding. Marie-Claire Morin, Concordia's Vice President of Advancement and Alumni Relations, says the new research center will be a magnet for bright minds.
The Luc Beauregard Center of Excellence in Communications Research is a tremendous research initiative that will draw many more promising students and scholars. The center will enhance our capacity to attract creative minds, those who seek better ways to communicate, and who find innovative business solutions.
Concordia President Fred Lowy paid tribute to Luc Beauregard, founding chairman of ResPublica, calling him a communications pioneer and philanthropist.
Now, as a founder of National Public Relations more than 35 years ago, he became a pioneer in Quebec's corporate communications field. He's also, of course, a key figure within Communications and Public Relations Foundation, a very, very important body that really extends the reach of communications in a philanthropic fashion, collaborating with universities on cutting-edge research, and we're very happy that we're among your beneficiaries. Of course, research and collaboration are the key to any university, and certainly Concordia. Increasingly, we are becoming known for our research profile, and this will be tremendously enhanced in the business school by what we're celebrating today.
Meanwhile, John Molson School of Business Dean Alan Hochstein offered his insight on how the Luc Beauregard Center would operate.
In helping us to achieve our mission to support research, two Luc Beauregard doctoral fellows in strategic communications will be awarded annually to top students. In addition, the Luc Beauregard speaker series will foster exchanges between academics, researchers, and practitioners in strategic communications.
Daniel Lamar, Cirque du Soleil's president and longtime colleague of Luc Beauregard, called Mr. Beauregard inspiring and one of the hardest working retirees in Quebec.
Je suis très content d'être associé à ce centre d'excellence. Et évidemment, lorsqu'on parle de centre d'excellence, on parle évidemment du nom de Luc Beauregard. Et je pense qu'il a été et est toujours une inspiration, parce que c'est le retraité qui travaille le plus au Québec. Je pense que l'objectif qu'on se donne tous, c'est de perpétuer le centre d'excellence pour toujours. Et pour y arriver, et c'est là que mon bénévolat arrive, ben, il faudra trouver les fonds nécessaires pour perpétuer ce centre-là.
ResPublica chairman Andrew Molson, whose family has a proud history with Concordia, says he's delighted to, once again, be associated with the university.
Our family has had the privilege of participating in the construction and naming of this great new building, the John Molson School of Business. Today is just as exciting as those events, because now we have the privilege of participating in our own way in academic thought at the John Molson School of Business, so a contribution to content. So Danielle, I got the message. Thank you for deciding to bring strategic communications to the table as we educate our business leaders of the future.
ResPublica CEO Jean-Pierre Vasseur echoed Andrew Molson's comments. He called Concordia a dynamic university and the logical home for the new Luc Beauregard Center.
Wanting to create a world-renowned center dedicated to the field of communications, our attention quickly turned to Concordia University and the John Molson School of Business. It was the logical and emotional decision to make, to create an alliance with one of Canada's most dynamic universities, given the Molson family's attachment to this learning establishment.
The man of the hour, of course, was Luc Beauregard himself, who says he was both touched by the event in his honor and excited for the future of his namesake center.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think I'm going to run for office. Dear colleagues, dear friends, I'm really touched and overwhelmed by this ceremony today. And of course, I want to express my sincere thanks to those who imagined the creation of this center and those who made it happen. And I wish to salute the presence of Harold here. Jean-Pierre revealed my age in his speech in French, perhaps. He said I was 70. He always exaggerates a bit. But I was asking Harold earlier today, do you still work every day like I think you are? And he said, well, I'm still going to the office every day. So Harold has been a model for me since I retired as CEO. My wife thought I was retiring, which was a big mistake, of course. I was wondering while I was listening to Jean-Pierre whether this center was all a ploy to get me out of the office and at the university. Because of the book launch last week and this thing today, I feel like being mummified all of a sudden. My thanks go to Andrew, Jean-Pierre, my daughter Valérie. The three of them head the company with the, of course, help of our managing partners and partners around the country. Who most of them are here today. And I always say that the thing I'm most proud of is actually the team of quality people we have in our firm. In every market where we are present, we have people who are deeply rooted in their communities and top quality communications people and advisors. To give you a sense of what Burson Marsteller is, National has 15 offices across the country here, and one in New York City and one in London. Burson has 85 offices, I think, around the world. So we had a meeting yesterday, and Jean-Pierre was talking about his plans to grow into new markets. So hopefully one day Jean-Pierre should reach BM's status today. I want to thank Daniel, of course, former partner. We lived together literally for 13 years, and it was a great association. And Daniel is chair of our Nationals Alumni Association, a post that is not very well remunerated, but we like to use his name. I wish to thank President and Vice Chancellor Fred Lowy, who likes the job so much he keeps coming back. With today's announcement, you can retire definitely now, I suppose. So we wish you all the best. Interim Dean Alan Oxtein of the John Monson School of Business, and Marie-Claire Morin, of course. And also I want to recognize Joe Capano, whom I've dealt with for the creation of the center. Finally, I wish to thank all my colleagues and family and friends who accepted to be with us today to share this moment. This initiative certainly is a crowning event in my career and really makes me proud. At the same time, I feel a bit terrified by the many challenges ahead. To make the work of the center really worthwhile, I'm confident that with the energy and experience of Jordan Lebel, the center will be a great success. We, as trusted advisors, are the first generation of communications counselors admitted in the C-suite. The younger generations of entrepreneurs and managers know the importance of communications. They expect a lot from us when they ask us to sit at the executive table to provide advice as they have important decisions to make. Research will be really useful to determine how we should best respond to their demanding expectations. There is public relations research conducted in other Canadian universities, such as Mount Allison, UQAM, McMaster, to name a few. And I wish that this research center at the John Molson School of Business, which will be unique in Canada, rapidly takes a leadership role among Canadian universities. In closing, I wish to thank the most important people, those who will be generously contributing to the financing of the center. I think Danielle is off to a good start. He will be at the door with... Anyway, the donors can rest assured that as long as I will sit on the board, I will make sure that the money is well spent. Again, I'm thrilled by this fabulous initiative and very grateful to all those who made it happen. Thank you.